Thank you, Tara. Hi, Ralph. This is Gail. How are you doing today?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So it sounds like you and Tara were talking about the first page listing we're filling today on Google. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, super. So what I'll do is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you. And then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll move forward and get you set up on that listing today. Fair enough, Ralph?
Yeah, I mean, I might need, it's something I'd be probably better doing next week, even if the space is still available.
Okay, why is that?
Right now, just because my resources are kind of tied up right now, and next week would be better for you.
Maybe gotcha.
Start payment and all that.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, let's run through everything and then you'll know how everything works.
Yes.
And we'll get pricing and then let's figure out what we can do from there. How about that?
Okay.
Now, it sounds like you started business officially last year. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, congrats. It sounds like you've been doing this for longer than that. What made you decide to go out on your own?
I've kind of been out on my own for a while. I mean, I just kind of made it a little more official last year, you know what I mean?
Oh, gotcha. Okay. No worries. Well, congratulations at any rate. That's awesome.
You bet.
And, you know, Tara may have asked you this too. Do you have a website out there somewhere and I'm just not seeing it?
No, actually, I talked to somebody actually today about them doing a website for me, but
okay.
I'm probably getting that going. I got to talk to the guy again Monday.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you what, let me see if I can help you with that. I'll put a message into my tech team while we talk. So one of the first things actually that'll happen, Ralph, is we'll close off the Summers Point area, and we close that for a 50-mile radius around your home base. So what that means for you is in that's a good radius?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. And what that means for you is in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be working with or promoting any of your competitors. So yours is the only HVAC company that will be promoting to the first page. That makes sense?
Yes.
Okay, super. And that's very strict Google rules that we have to follow as Google Premier Channel partners. We can't work with anyone else who offers the same services as you do. So even if you, let's say you offered pressure washing along with HVAC, I know they don't go together, but we wouldn't also be able to work with a pressure washer, for example. So if you offer the service, we can't work with them. And then, of course, we do all of the programming necessary so that when someone is searching for your services on Google, you pop up right on the first page in the map section, and then they just click and call you directly. So we don't filter or screen those calls at all. They truly, from their search result, they go right to you. And then you do business in whatever manner you normally do business. Rates, whatever jobs you decline, that's all entirely up to you. And all of your various HVAC services or everything that falls under HVAC, we can pull all of those things out and use all of them as keywords so that you're found for all of them. Still making sense?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And then I was going to ask you too, I ran across a link somewhere. I need to find it again. Maybe, was it Facebook? No. Maybe it was an Angie or a Thumbtack.
Yeah, it was Angie's.
Angie's. Is that a service that you are using?
Yeah.
Okay. And how's it working out for you there?
I'm still feeling it out. I literally just started using them 2 days ago.
Oh, wow. That's very recent. Gotcha. Okay. Now, those leads are also sold out to your competitors at the same time, aren't they?
I believe so.
Okay. Okay. Well, you're going to love first page of Google then, with those leads going straight to you. And something else that just happens by nature, I guess, Angie's never appears in that map section. It's physically impossible for them to do so. So you're actually going to be listed on the page above the Angie's link. So you'll be able to catch those leads coming in before they would go into the Angie's system and be sold to your competitors and charged to you too, right?
Yeah.
So that ought to serve a whole lot.
What
was it? Okay, good, good. Awesome, awesome. Any questions so far, Ralph?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And then, are you using Facebook at all?
I have a Facebook page. And I don't really use it too much, though.
Okay. Is that a business or personal page that you're using?
Just a personal page.
Okay, perfect. And super easy to create a business page off of that if that's something that would interest you too. Okay. Well, Ralph, you do make a great fit for this listing given your experience and your background and no negative notations anywhere online about you. Actually, as you sit right now, you are a 5 out of 5 star rated company, which is definitely something we look for. Let me get pricing for you here. So our pricing is on a flat monthly rate, never anything more. And in fact, we don't even add taxes to it. Clicks, leads, calls are unlimited. We don't charge for them. And it's on a month-to-month basis, meaning we don't lock you into a contract. We just really don't believe in it. We believe if we're doing our job, which we intend to do, then there's no need to wrangle you into a contract. I hope that's all right with you.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's just a monthly fee and then puts my name on the first page of Google.
I'm sorry, you broke up just a little bit. Can you say that again?
It's a monthly fee and you put my business on the first page of Google.
Yep, we make sure that you're found for all of your services right in that map section anytime someone is searching for those services.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, I got it.
Let me grab my pricing screen here. So first I have to pull up retail and then I'll apply your credits to it. Being that you're new in business actually scores you some of our best pricing. So let's see what it does for you here. So normal retail for Jersey is $399 a month with $299 setup. Setup is a one-time. But let me get your credits in here. Oh, wow. Okay. I got to double check that. It just doesn't look right. Well, it took $200 off of your monthly. Wow. Brought that down to $199. And it brought your setup fee down to $99. It took $200 off there, too. I think they must have increased what they give on our new in business pricing because that's amazing. Okay, so I'm a little surprised. So the 99 is a one-time only. You'll never see or hear from it again. That's the setup fee. What's that?
No, sorry, I saw my dog.
Aw, you got a puppy dog there with you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I don't know what I would do without my pups. And then... then it's just a flat $199 on a month-to-month basis. No click fees, call fees, lead fees, job fees, surcharges, taxes, absolutely nothing added on to that. And I actually heard back from my tech, too, while we were talking. Let me see what he's got. All right, that's what I was hoping. He gave me a thumbs up. So we're good to go. So we can build you a website as well. We don't charge for that. It's just a service that we provide for free to our preferred partners like Cox Cooling and Heating. they tell me it's about a $500 or $600 value, but we don't charge for it. So it'll be a full on website on a .com or domain name that you like, that works for your company. And it'll be all your information that's on there. You can tell us what you like and don't like, what you want on there, what you don't want on there. Now, do you have a logo yet, Ralph?
No.
Okay, no problem. That's actually something we can do, too, in conjunction with the website, is build a logo for you. So we'll put together some options for you to choose from, and there's no charge for that either. It's just something we do to help you out. So we build, host, and maintain the website for you all at no charge. And then, of course, we'll get your Google Business Profile up and going. And then we'll do all of that programming that's necessary so that when someone's searching your services, you pop up right in the map for them and they can call you directly. Does that sound like that's going to help you grow your business fairly well?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. So, look here. Now, you do make a perfect fit for the listing, Ralph. And this sounds like it's really going to help grow your business and save you some money not having to have someone else build a website that you have to pay for, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'd love to go ahead and get you set up, get started right away on getting you seen online and getting you some more work.
Okay,
let's go ahead and get you set up. I'm going to grab a couple screens and I'll gather some info from you. I want to grab your listing quick though and close it down right away. I don't want anybody else grabbing it and I want them to stop calling on it. Okay, good. Got it. We're good to go, Ralph. So what I'll do is I'll gather information from you, make sure that I've got spellings right, your service area, your list of services, all those things. We'll set up your onboarding call. The onboarding call is a phone call with your technician, and they're going to go over, first and foremost, quality control. Make sure that I got all of your information right. We don't want anything the least bit inaccurate when it leaves here and goes to Google. And then you'll discuss your website wants and don't wants with them, maybe possibilities for your logo, different color ideas and such. Is Ralph short for anything or is it R-A-L-P-H?
R-A-L-P-H.
Okay. And your last name is Cox, right? C-O-X?
Yep.
Perfect. And what's your email address? Oh, what's that?
Right now it's Bentley, B-E-N-T-L-Y.
B-E-N-T-L-Y.
Yes, B-E-N-T-L-Y.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's all I got was that.
Yeah, bentley.rc at gmail.
Gotcha. Is that friend's name? Pet name? I love it. That is a cool dog name. Absolutely love it. What breed of dog?
It's a Pomeranian.
Oh, my boss just got a pom. I think it's a miniature pom he got. It's a tiny little cute fuzzball. I know that much. And her name is Daisy. But I love Bentley. That's an awesome name. All right. So I'm going to send two emails to you. The first one is on our dashboard and analytics, just informational, and I guess I didn't even cover that with you. So you'll have your own unique login. You'll be able to log into to our backend and see any time in real time how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from. You can upload photos for us. If there's anything that you need changed, added, fixed, you can let us know that there too. Save you a little bit of time. And then the next one I'm sending is the exact price and package that you're getting. I want you to have all of that in writing. And I should mention, too, you're locked in at that $199 for life. So it's not like a promotional rate that's going to go up later on. It'll always be the same. Okay?
Yeah. That's
all right. And then for phone number, I've got 609-328-2422.
Correct.
All right. Is that also cell phone?
Yes.
Great. And is that what the line you're using for business number?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. And then, Ralph, I don't need the digits just yet, but on the credit card that you're going to use today, does your middle initial appear, or is it just first and last? I can never remember on mine. I have to look. Some have it, some don't. What's that?
It's my code.
Sorry, you broke up a little. One more time, hon.
Yeah, hold on one second. I got to get a problem.
No problem. Ralph, I am excited for you. This is going to help grow your business so nicely. What's that?
Yeah, it's on there.
Okay, and what is your middle initial, please?
W.
W. Got it. They're very picky. I have to make sure everything matches just right. Add that W in there. There we go. Okay. And I'm making a couple notes on my end here about what we need to do on our side. Okay. Website, yes. And I'm going to tell them to ask you for a domain name that you would like. And they'll be able to tell you, too, what website addresses are available that would work for you, too, based on what you choose. Okay. Let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call. So we block an hour for the call, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. And I like to schedule it at your earliest convenience. I don't like to take your money and then us not get to work. So let me take a look. Today looks like it's booked solid, but tomorrow I've got just about every hour on the hour starting at 10 a.m. What would work for you, Ralph? Noon.
What's your later appointments?
We can go all the way up until 6 o'clock your time.
Okay. Let's do the latest appointment at 6.
You got it. 6 o'clock, so it is.
So it's $99 today for the startup, and then it'll be $190 for a month.
So we need to do first month and the setup fee today to secure the listing for you, and then there's nothing due until next month, and then it'll be just that flat $199.
That's $300 today. I don't know if we can do that today. We have to do it on like Thursday.
Okay. Did you need to, you want to check account balance, or I can hold on while you do? No problem.
Hold on one second. Yeah, I'm going to jump.
Take your time. It's no problem.
Yeah, if we could do it on Thursday.
Okay, let's do this.
Have the money in there Thursday for you.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, let's go ahead. We'll finish getting you all set up. We'll get your billing set up. We'll get credit card in there, get everything ready. Then I can hold on to the listing for you, and then we'll just run your card on Thursday. That be all right?
Okay, perfect. Yep.
Okay. And we'll actually have to look at a different time. So they won't do your onboarding call until we have payment secured. So let's look at, let me see. Why don't we do your onboarding call for Friday? That gives us Thursday to get everything else taken care of and just kind of tied up. Did you want to do that 6 o'clock again for Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Let me get that calendar built, and then I'll send you another email. Did those first two emails make it to you okay, Ralph? They didn't bounce back, so I'm hoping they went to the right place.
Yeah, got it.
Fantastic. All right. And nothing you need to do with those just yet.
Okay.
All right. Get that in there right way. Perfect. And goodness, what is the date on Friday? The 7th. October. Ugh. I'm still looking for April. I don't know where April went, and here it is October. Okay, I've got another email on the way to you, Ralph. This one, the subject line will be Local Splash CIE, and that's a calendar appointment. If you could let me know when that one gets there.
Okay, I got it.
Awesome. So if you open that up there, it's a calendar invite. So there should be a yes, no, maybe option.
Yep.
If you would.
Yes.
Perfect. Yes. Thank you.
Sure.
That'll hold your slot. Let me see if it wanted to be nice and update on this end. It's been giving me fits lately. Perfect. Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, I'm doing some double-checking here. All right, so I'm going to send you a couple of text messages. The first one is my direct contact information. I am the lead on your account, so if you ever have questions or problems, need help with anything, let me know, and I can jump in and help. And then the next one is our customer service department. So that's where you'll reach your technician. And then the third one I'm going to send over is it's an informational link on how that call tracking works, where you can log into the dashboard and analytics area. Sent that one over. All right.
Yep.
Let me see what else. Make sure I didn't miss anything as we go. Kind of skimming back through, double-checking for typos. There we go. Okay. All right. And so services, HVAC, of course. And then we're going to say heating, cooling, heating, furnace, insulation, right?
Yep.
And furnace repair.
Yeah.
Air conditioning.
I do a lot of ductless units,
you know. You do a lot of what?
Ductless systems.
Ah, perfect. Okay. And then I'll say air conditioner repair and installation. Okay. What about winterizing air conditioners, things like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Any other specific services you can think of that we should list?
Basic HVAC, you know, HVAC needs, I mean.
Okay. Now, do you do water heaters? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, for sure.
I saw the thing with that water heater,
things
like that.
Oh, nice. Okay. I didn't know if that would be you or if it would be a plumber. I'm glad it's you.
It really is a plumber's field. I mean, I install them, but with my lights, I'm not sure if I should put that down there, but I mean.
Okay. It's entirely up to you.
Because New Jersey requires a master plumber's field for that.
Okay, no problem. Do you use swamp coolers? Probably not. You're pretty humid, right? Swamp coolers, evaporative coolers.
Swamp oxygen? Yeah, mm-hmm. You're out west.
Yeah, you're probably too humid for it, I think. Okay.
Yeah, you find them out west. They're not, actually, I don't think you're allowed to install them in the northeast.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Okay. And then, optional item, Ralph, it's already included in your pricing, but it's up to you whether you want it or not. It's something new that we rolled out a few weeks ago, probably a few months, I guess now. It's our Splash app. So it's an app that you could download from the Play Store, and it'll install on your existing cell phone. The app itself will have a phone number of its own that's local to you. And what a lot of our clients will do is they'll use it as their business phone number. That way, using the same cell phone, they can use the number that's already on their cell phone for personal and then the app number for business. Is that something that you're interested in or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Put you as a yes for that. What's that?
Nothing.
Oh. All right. And I'm going to send you another text with the, so because it's just coming out of beta or starting to come out of beta testing, they're asking everyone to fill out an application for the app just so that they've got all of your information. So I sent you a link for that. And then let me get back over here. So company name, I've got Cox Cooling and Heating LLC. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And are you at 138 West Johnson Avenue?
Yes.
Perfect. And, well, is it going to give me Summers Point? Okay. I see what it's doing. Found a typo. Let me fix that. Okay. And your zip is 08224, right?
08244.
Okay. Yes, you're right, and that was actually what was there. I read it wrong. 08244. Got it. Okay, perfect. All right. Pop open another screen here. Do another chat. And then, Ralph, what would you like to show as your hours of operation?
I guess 8 to 6, maybe.
Okay. And did you want that to be Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Saturday.
Okay. And then did you, you probably do emergency calls too, right?
Yep.
Okay. Make a note of that. Not everybody does.
Yeah.
All right. And then for us to contact you, do you prefer phone, text, or email?
Phone text works.
Phone and text. Perfect. And then, Ralph, on your website, did you want payment integration? So I think some of the ones that we support, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, there are 6 to 8 of them that we support, but it would allow you to send people to your website to pay you. Is that something you want to have on there? There's no charge for it.
Yeah.
Where
they
awesome.
Send it to my website.
Perfect.
Send them on my website.
Venmo, yeah.
Nice. And then I'm going to put a note on here, too. I assume that address is a home address.
Yes.
Okay, no worries. Most of our clients do work from their homes, so nothing to worry about or be ashamed of. But I'm going to tell, I'm telling our tech, though, to not publish your street address on your Google Business profile or on your website because it is a residence.
Yes.
So you'll still show up as a pin in the map, and it'll be close to where you live, but not close enough that somebody could drive to your house. They won't know your street number or street name. Okay. Super. Make sure I got this all right. I'm going to do one more scan through here, make sure I got everything so far. Okay. We're looking good. Let me go ahead, and I'm going to get your subscription set up. And then we'll get billing all set so it's ready to go. Okay. I almost went to the wrong screen. That wouldn't have helped. Okay. It's thinking. I think it needs a jolt of caffeine. There we go. It finally moved. All right. Make sure I've got that all right. I want to make sure I've got your discounts in here. Okay. Gotta edit that. I have to create the retail invoice, and then I have to go back in and change it so that your discounts are on there. All right. Okay, Ralph, I am ready for billing. Does the company name also appear on your card, or is it just your first and last? Well, and middle initial.
Yeah, it's on the card.
It is on there?
Yes.
Okay. Copy that over. And then is that Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
Master.
All right, I'm ready for those digits when you are. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Grab it. All right.
Okay.
Ready?
I'm ready.
5138.
Okay.
7900.
Okay.
0004.
Was that 0204? Well, previous.
0004.
0004. Look, let me fix that. Okay. I'm ready.
3828.
And I'm going to read that back to you just to make sure I got it. 5138-7900. 0004-3828.
Yes.
Okay. And what's the expiration, please, Ralph?
0125.
All right. And the security code, please.
682.
And they moved it. Didn't they? I hate it when they move stuff around like that. Okay. All right. We're all set for now on billing unless I can run it through today.
No.
Okay. No problem. So what we'll do, we're going to do the voice verification. This is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners, and it outlines the services that we're going to provide to you. Thursday, when we run your card, you'll actually get a written version of it, and I'll walk you through that real quick on Thursday. But we'll get the voice portion out of the way now anyway. So as I mentioned, this is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners, and it outlines the services that Local Splash is going to provide to you. It is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure...
Yes.
I'm sorry, what was that? Okay. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Cox Cooling and Heating, LLC.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Ralph Cox, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-binding agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on Thursday's date, October 6th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $298, the breakout of which is $199 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, next month, beginning November 6th, 2022, your flat rate will be $199, which is a true flat rate to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 6th of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Awesome. Any questions for me, Ralph?
No, I got it.
Okay. And I got just one last question for you. Do you know anyone?
What was your name again? Give me a sentence.
Oh, my name is Gail. I'm sorry. Okay. Yep. And Tara was who you spoke with first. She's one of our mapping coordinators.
Okay.
And then, now what would be, do you want me to give you a call Thursday morning?
Yes, and it was Local Splash, right?
Yes, sir. Yep, you got it. And I won't run this until Thursday. What's a good time to call you Thursday morning?
Where are you guys looking at of?
So we're based in Fountain Valley, California. I actually work remotely, though. I work from my home in Colorado.
Thank you.
You bet. You bet. What would be a good time to call you Thursday morning, Ralph?
8:30 to 9:00.
Okay, let me see. Would you mind? Well, wait. No, we can do 9:00. That'll be fine. I'll come in a little bit early.
That's like 6:00 your time.
Yeah. Well, and being that I'm on mountain time, so it'll be no problem. I can call you at 9 your time. And then, Ralph, do you know anyone who is not in the HVAC business that could use a service like ours?
Not sure right now. Not really.
Okay. Okay. Well, if you think of anybody, send them my way.
Yeah,
I would certainly appreciate it. Love to help them grow their business too. Awesome.
Yes.
All right. I will talk to you Thursday morning, and if the funds are there sooner, just let me know. You can call me, text me, or email me, and we can get her going sooner.
Okay. All right.
All right. You bet. You have a good rest of your day, Ralph, and we'll talk to you Thursday.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.